Okay, so I've just shown you how to launch a WordPress website in under 5 minutes by using the cPanel tool called Fantastico. Now, in some cases, you may need to use a different method. For example, if you're hosting in a different company and the Fantastico script is not available, or if you want some additional files that you want to upload to your website, then you may have to install WordPress manually in those cases. And one way to do that is by using a file transfer protocol or an FTP software. One very good FTP software is called FileZilla, and it's free. So just do a search in Google FileZilla or visit filezilla-project.org. And once you're inside the FileZilla project website, just click the Download FileZilla client. And choose the latest one. I'm going to download the one for Windows. But there's one for Linux and the Mac also. Okay, there it is. Actually, I already have this installed in my system, but I just wanted to show you, where to get the file and what option to choose. You have to choose the FileZilla client. Okay. And here we go. So let's go through the installation process real quick. And it's just very easy. Just hit next, 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 and install. And that's basically it. Now that we're inside the FileZilla software, what we just do is place the name of the website or the main account, and that's eGrandPiano. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be .com, and then the username, which is eGrand, and let me just get the password. It's the same password as the cPanel, so we're just gonna grab that and paste that there. Okay, now I'm just gonna explain a couple of things regarding the interface of FileZilla. If you notice, there's a section here at the top that just tells you the processes or what steps it's doing. Normally, I wouldn't be too concerned with what's written there. Much of that I don't really understand to a very deep level. But here on the left side and the right side, you will notice there's two sections. So what you see here on the left side, that's your computer. So there's your desktop, your My Documents, My Computer, the drives inside there. So that's what it is. And if you look here, just lower that, those are the files that are in that folder. For example, if I click desktop, that's going to show that it contains these files.